What would be some of the buildings that they put the dead people in, you know, like in the cemetery?
Mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know of anything else that they might do? Put them in?
I don't know what the name of them is. You know, they slide them in the walls and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now this is more of a something in the cemetery.
In your grave?
Yeah.
Above the ground grave?
Okay. Do you know of any other words for cigarettes? You've heard people call them?
Smokes.
Okay.
Cancer sticks.
Yeah.
Cig.
Okay. Have you ever seen the back of some people's houses, a room that's more closed? Yeah. Porch, but it's enclosed with glass.
Like a family Florida room?
Yeah, yeah. What are those? Is it mostly for growing plants or something? I never have to figure out what they're made for.
To play pool and stuff, ping pong.
Oh.
I mean, those things you do in your greenhouse.
No, I meant Florida room. Okay, let's see. Yeah, what might you call it's a room with a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower.
Yeah, it's still called a bathroom.
Okay.
Not a water closet or anything.
Oh. Well, what is a water closet?
That's what they call it in England.
Oh. Okay.
I see.
Okay, what kinds of stoves or furnaces or heating equipment have you had in your house or houses?
Central heat.
Mm-hmm.
Heaters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned central heat. How about if it was cold? The air was cold.
Central heat and air.
Okay.
Or air conditioning.
Do you know the name of a kind of a house that has like three or more rooms arranged in a line, and that you can open the front and the back door and see straight through?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody call a house a shotgun house?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you ever seen anybody that had a house with two separate rooms, but
duplex?
Well, this is like two single rooms and they're connected by a roof covering the open area. Never seen anything like that.
No, I don't know what you mean. It's not a duplex.
Well, here we have it's called a dog trot house.
Never heard of that.
Okay. Have you ever seen a house with a long entry hall that's set 90-degree angle to a large room?
What's that mean?
Well, it's, you would call it a hall and parlor house or Lionel. Okay. Have you seen any other small houses with kind of distinctive design?
No, not really, I don't think.
Okay.
Nothing
wrong
with
names
like that.
Yeah, okay. What kind of